So to recap, and I've talked about that already in a previous lecture, but I want to remind us, and then I'll give you a concrete example to make this thing, what I'm talking about here, more vivid, is when we have large amounts of data, we need to map it into a visual form. And we have a choice between taking certain data variables and mapping them into the actual display, and other ones into controls. And the key is that the visual image and the controls are linked, so when I change one, the others update instantaneously. Then again, a recap of the interaction responsiveness, which we've already now talked about in the context of the information visualizer.